神就会捐一些环境就安排。
Now God uses certain environment.
你看见有的婆婆
，some a mother-in-law，
好像有的公公，又或者有的丈夫
，father-in-law，
有的妻子
，a wife，
很明显是比你不义的。
Is not as righteous as you.
从各方面来看，好像他不如您。
So all many aspects, they are not as good as you.
结果稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing?
神就是用他来教课。
Then God uses them to deal with you.
弟兄姊
妹，brothers and sisters,
你记不记得盖恩夫人的故事
？The story of Madame Guillaume.
她结婚了以后
，After she got married,
她婆婆怎么样对她不好，她接受。
So her mother-in-law, however she dealt with him, she dealt with it.
她丈夫怎样对待她也接受。
However, her husband dealt with her, she was able to accept it.
她最不能够忍受。
What she couldn't stand most,
就是连她的佣人都欺负她。
Even her servant took advantage of
her. 我要问弟兄姊
妹。So, but I have to ask them.
这个世界上有没有做上司的被十字架的？
So in this world, is there any boss that has to take up the cross?
很简单
Very simple.
如果你是一家之主的话
If you are the head of the household,
你还要背十字架吗
You have to deal with that cross.
他不对的话，请他走路就可以了
You just fire them.
但是很奇怪
But it's amazing.
按道理来讲
By logic.
没有这个道理的，对不对
It's illogical.
但是圣灵在这里解释了
But the Holy Spirit is interpreting.
你看见吗？这个佣人是定做的
So this servant was customized for her.
你肯不肯服
Are you willing to submit?
你若肯顺服的话
You're willing to submit.
这就叫做相信
This is to believe.
明白吗
You understand that?
许多时候我们以为信只是信
We sometimes think believe is just believing.
但是信而顺服的才叫做信
But to believe, to trust and obey is the one who
blessed. 所以现在呢神就要回答他
So God is going to answer them.
但是不容易
But it's not easy.
你慢慢的光要越来越大越来越强
So your light has to be brighter and brighter.
你不是一次的经历
It's not one
experience. 两次的经历
Two experiences.
三次的经历
Three times experience.
慢慢这句话就越来越丰富了
Slowly this word is more and more abundant.
你说一人一信得胜是马丁路德讲过的
You said that to love, justify, live by faith is Martin Luther's word.
你每次读到哈巴谷就讲的一信称义
You talk about Habakkuk, you talk about live by faith.
你不要弄错
Don't make a mistake.
也许你头脑明白这句话
Maybe your head understands it.
但你从来不知道这个世界什么样的世界
But you never knew what kind of world this world was.
你不知道主把你摆在个什么样环境里面
What kind of environment God put you in?
你不知道这个世界是个什么样的版本。
What kind of a version is this world?
你说我过去学过功课。
In the past, I've learned a lot.
不给我安排个最不讲理的上司。
So God gave me the most unreasonable boss.
但是结果让我主进叫我进入家庭。
But now God allowed me to enter the family.
结果主叫我遇见的是个婆婆。
So then allowed me to meet a mother-in-law.
结果没有多久以后，看见我的儿女也不行。
So now my children are my problem.
你说我现在。那一次应该是毕业了，对吧
？I should have graduated at that time.
没有的。
No.
它有一定的日期。
So the appointed time.
这个世界有不同的版本。
So this world has different versions.
就是借着不同的版本，才慢慢叫我们明白主所说同样的一句话。
So to these different versions, then we start to understand the word of God.
所以感谢主的。
So thank the Lord.
从哈巴谷那个时候开始。
From the time of Habakkuk
到现在。
Until now.
你看这世界已经换了好几个版本。
So the world has changed many iterations.
如果大家读以但以理书的话。
So if you study the book of Daniel,
你看见这个尼布甲尼撒看见一个人大人像
Nebuchadnezzar saw this huge statue,
头是金的
the head of gold,
那代表什么
What does it speak
那就代表这个巴比伦的事 巴比伦帝国
the Babylonian Empire,
然后银是这个胸是银的
and then the breast is silver,
代表波斯大帝国
speaks about Persia,
然后肚腹是铜的
and then the belly is of bronze,
希腊大帝国
the Greek Empire,
然后腿是铁的
and then the legs of iron,
代表罗马帝国
speak about the Roman Empire,
你读历史你就知道
study history,
果然一点没有错
without a doubt,
在巴比伦的时候
during the time of Babylonian Empire,
最多的
gold was the most abundant,
到了波斯帝国的
when you came to the Persian Empire,
因为它的版图很大
becauseIs land was so big,
所以他就向大家收税
So then they would collect taxes.
那么所以把波斯的国库是最有钱的
So the Persian treasury was the richest.
但那个所有缴税都是银子来缴
But all the taxes were collected in silver.
所以你看波斯帝国是银的
The Persian empire is silver.
那么等到希腊帝国打仗的时候
So when you came to the Greek empire during war,
那个盾牌通通是铜的，铜的盾牌
All of their shields were made of bronze.
所以你就知道说这个希腊帝国是铜的。
So you know the Greek Empire, it was Greek bronze.
到罗马帝国的
Roman Empire.
你看他们打仗那个盾牌都是铁。
So all their shields were iron.
所以是金银铜铁。
So it's gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
它的基础就代表了不同的版本。
It speaks of the different versions of this world.
最早一点那个版本是巴比伦帝国的版本。
So earlier it was the version of the Babylonian Empire.
等一等就变成波斯帝国。
Then it became the Persian Empire.
那么请大家记得。
So everybody remember?
这个巴比伦这个尼布加尼撒王啊他看见那个像以后他就忘了。
So the king Nebuchadnezzar, after he saw that statue, he forgot.
如果一个人做一个梦，他忘记。
If someone has a dream and then he forgets,
有原因的。
There's a reason.
他一定不喜欢那个梦。
Probably doesn't like that dream.
你不喜欢什么，你就忘记。
You don't like something, you forget about it.
他忘记了没有错。
He forgot it.
结果还要他下面的人告诉他做了什么梦。
So then had someone to tell him what his dream was.
如果你讲不出来，那么就要斩首。
So if you cannot.Tell me the dream as well, you'll be killed.
你看有没有人像尼布加尼撒王，那的确是暴君。
So he was truly a tyrant.
你要么叫人解梦，你要记得那个梦。
So for you to interpret a dream, you should remember the dream.
记得那个梦。
Forgot the dream.
结果又要人把它解出来。
And then want people to interpret it.
所以幸好但以理知道那个梦。
So it's good that Daniel remembered.
但是后来我们才知道。
But then we remember.
他为什么不喜欢那个梦？
Why did he not like that dream?
很简单。
Very simply.
因为神告他说你就是个金头。
So God told him you're the gold head.
明白吗？
Understand that?
那么但是等到金头完了以后。
After the gold head.
下面有一个帝国叫做波斯帝国。
There's another kingdom called the Persian kingdom.
所以是波斯帝国叫巴比伦帝国走入历史的。
So the Persian empire caused the Babylonian to enter into history.
虽然巴比伦帝国很有荣耀。
So Babylonian empire was glorious.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
没有多久以后整个江山的颜色变成银的。
Soon later that whole mountain became silver.
整个江山整个这个地世界整个世界。
So the whole world became silver.
那么再等一等这个世界就变成铜的颜色。
Then the whole world became bronze.
再等一等就变成铁的颜色。
And then it became the color of iron.
他当然不喜欢。
Of course he didn't like it.
他希望什么？
What did he want?
希望头到脚全部是金的。
Wants the head to the toes to be all gold.
明白吗？意思说他的国度是一直到永远的。
So that his kingdom will last forever.
你不信？
Isn't it amazing?
那过了没有多久。
Soon after.
他果然做了一个像。
So then he built a statue.
就说出他心里面所想的。
It spoke of what was in his heart.
就告诉我为什么他当时会忘记。
Told us why did he forget?
还有原因的。
The reason is
为什么
clear. Why?
当他做那个偶像的时候。
When he built that statue.
叫人家拜他。
Wanted them to worship him.
那个偶像是什么？
Who is that idol?
从头到脚全部是金。
From the head to toe, always gold.
头是金的。
The head is gold.
胸是金的。
The breast is gold.
肚腹是金的。
The belly is gold.
腿也是金的。
The legs are gold.
这就是他心中所要的。
This is what he wanted in his heart.
所以明白吗？
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
什么叫做巴比伦？
What does Babylon mean?
巴比伦坚固。从里面来看，头到脚全是金的。
So Babylon, from the head to the toes, all gold.
这就是世界的本质。
This is the world, the color of the world.
他一定要叫人敬拜。
So he wants the world to worship.
但是不要忘。
But don't forget.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
犹太人是不拜偶像。
The Jews don't worship idols.
但是犹太人是拜金的。
But the Jews do worship gold.
在金子的面前，没有人不低头。
So no one before gold does not kneel and bow.
所以明白吗？弟兄？
Do you understand, brothers?
这个世界的本质就是要人敬拜。
So this world wanted to worship them.
但这个世界有不同的版本。
But this world has different versions.
早期的时候。
In the early times,
巴比伦帝国的版本
is the version of Babylonian Empire.
等一等是波斯帝国的版本
Later was the Persian Empire.
等一等是希腊帝国的版本
Then it was the Greek Empire.
等一等最后到了罗马帝国的版本
And finally was the time of Rome.
所以因为这个缘故
So because of this,
你要明白这一节圣经
If you are to understand this verse,
到了时期你就明白
At a certain time you will understand.
到了你们的时候
In your time, your appointed time, you're going to learn some lessons.
你就得到答案了。
You will receive an answer.
但是因着这个缘故。
But because of it.
慢慢同样一节圣经。
Slowly, the same verse.
同样一个启示。
The same revelation.
在你里面越过越丰富，越过越丰富，越过越丰富。
So in you becomes more and more abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果你说你已经懂得什么叫因信称义。
If you understand what justification by faith is.
你觉得一次就可以。
You think once is enough.
证明说你没有学那个功课。
That means you didn't learn the lesson.
所以明白吗弟兄姊妹。
So you see that brothers and sisters.
这个启示是进步。
This revelation is improving one.
这是 progressive.
It's a progressive
one. 一步一步往前的。
It's actually built up to it.
神的启示一来就是那么大的。
God's revelation is so huge.
但是我们器皿是有限。
But our vessel is limited.
所以因着我们有限的器皿。
But because we're limited.
慢慢我们会长大。
Slowly we will start to grow.
然后我们会经过不同的时期。
We will experience different periods in our
life. 然后你看你世界有不同的版本。
So the world has different versions.
那这个时候这节圣经我们就更很清楚。
So then this verse we can very clear.
我们先举个例子。
So let us give one
example. 我们先来看这个世界在巴比伦帝国那时候的版本。
So let's look at the version during the Babylonian Empire.
那就是哈巴谷的时候。
And that is the time of Habakkuk.
没有多久以后。
Not too long later.
那果然巴比伦王就来攻打耶路撒冷。
So Babylon came to attack Jerusalem.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
他把以色列整个树连根拔起就抛到遥远的巴比伦。
So he took the whole tree along with the truth and cast it to Babylon.
你叫巴比伦征服全世界。
So you know Babylon conquered the whole world.
他把叙利亚拿下来。
Took all the Syria.
我要问大家。
So I ask everyone.
他有没有把叙利亚整个像树一样搬搬到巴比伦去？没有啊。
So did it conquer Assyria and take it to Babylon? No.
打过埃及。
It struck Egypt.
那打过埃及有没有把埃及整个连根树一样拔到巴比伦去？
After they fought Egypt, did they bring the whole tree over? No.
那为什么？
Then why?
就以色列像一棵树一样连根拔起，抛到遥远的地方。
Only Israel, like a tree, was uprooted and then taken to Babylon.
我们说过了。
We already mentioned.
神是用巴比伦做管教的工具。
So God used the Babylon as a disciplining hand.
他们拜偶像拜到一个地步，一点希望也没有。
They worshipped idols to such an extent they had no hope.
但神要挽回他们。
But God wanted to recover them.
爱他们。
God loved them.
希望他们不再拜偶像。
That they would no longer worship idols.
结果他们被掳到巴比伦70年之久。
So they were taken to Babylon 70 years.
他做的是偶像。
So they are sitting in.
站着也是偶像。
Idols, they sit up with idols everywhere.
从前是偷偷的拜偶像。
It used to be that they would secretly worship idols.
现在神好像告诉我，现在我把你拔裸，把你裸到巴偶像去。
So let me take you to the land of idols.
让你拜个痛快。
So just worship as much as you want.
弟兄姊妹，当他真的拜个痛快的时候
，So when they worship so freely,
他慢慢看见偶像就会吐。
They then will vomit at the sight of idols.
所以因为这个缘故
，So because of this,
他们一回到耶路撒冷
，But they came back to Jerusalem.
他们拜偶像的病果然被医好。
They were healed of the disease of worshiping idols.
这是历史可以证明。
So the history can prove this.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
加勒底是个拜偶像的。
Ur of Chaldea is a place of worshipping idols.
你想想看，大家都是拜偶像。
So everybody worship idols there.
加利底人就个个都是骄傲的。
Chaldeans are all proud ones.
啊，自高自大。
So they were very thought highly of themselves, not righteous in their hearts.
现在连以色列人都拜偶像。
Now even the people did to worship idols.
以色列人被掳到世界。
They were taken into the world.
就变成世界的一模一样。
Just being just like the world.
还有义人吗？
Is there righteous anymore?
你能说拜偶像的人是义人吗？
Can you say that the one that worships idol is righteous? Of course not.
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
他们回到耶路撒冷以后。
So after they return to Jerusalem.
他们不拜偶像。
They do not worship idols anymore. Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see that?
那些不拜偶像的人。
Those that don't worship idols.
才真正相对来说是义人。
So they are a righteous one.
Relatively
speaking.
因为神说没有义人连一个也没。
Because there is no righteous, not even one.
但是在巴比伦那个时候。
But during the time of Babylon.
有相对的义人。
So there were relative righteous ones.
这那些留在巴比伦的。
So compared with the ones that were in Babylon.
他们是义人。
They are righteous ones.
他们是不拜偶像。
They don't worship idols.
那么最稀奇的。
The most amazing thing is.
他们是因信得生的。
They were ones who lived by faith.
他们怎么因信得生？
How did they live by faith?
他第一件，他们是活在神面前。
They are ones that live before God.
他们怎么活在神面前？
How did they live before God?
那就证明说他们的一举一动是为着神而活着。
Proves that in their whole life they live for the Lord.
那你说我们怎么知道？
So how do we know?
慢慢我们就明白了。
Slowly we start to understand.
很多人回到耶路撒冷。
Many people when they return to Jerusalem.
因为他们想家。
Because they missed home.
他们离开家好久。
They were so far away from home.
他们巴不得能回去。
They wish that they could go home.
没有错。
True.
有的人是为了想家回去。
Some people they went back because they missed home.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
那些圣灵感动回去的人。
So those who returned because of moving the spirit.
他们都能说我们与偶像有什么相干。
They can say what do we have to do with idols.
所以明白吗？
So you understand, brothers?
唯一人要因信得生。
Only the righteous shall live by faith.
你看这些人能够生活下去。
These people can live onward.
那为什么生活下去呢？
Why could they live onward?
他们生活有意义。
There is purpose in their life.
生活有目的。
There is meaning in their life.
那弟兄姊妹，你说这些人为什么生活有目的有？
Why do they have a purpose and meaning in their life?
他们为什么要回来？
Why do they come back?
因为主耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
Because the Lord Jesus is to be born in Bethlehem.
因为主耶稣要钉在十字架。
Because the Lord Jesus is to be crucified.
如果他们不回来的话，
If they don't come back,
伯利恒在哪里？
Where is Bethlehem?
那么耶路撒冷又在哪里？
Where is Jerusalem? Do you understand? They weren't clear before. They only know that God wants us to come back, we go back. This is a simple faith.
弟兄姊妹,
so when you believe, it's not when you understand.
They
didn't understand, they didn't believe, they went back. So if you look back, when the Lord Jesus is born in Bethlehem, when the Lord Jesus is crucified on the cross, if they're still living, when they look back, why did we come back? We came back because of the Messiah.
We
came back for the purpose of God.
弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
这些人是义人,
these were righteous ones.
他是因信,
they were living by faith.
所有义人,
all righteous ones.
生活都是有目标,
they live for a purpose.
生活都是有旨意,
they live for a reason.
我们在这里为什么聚会?
Why do we meet here?
我们有一个目的,
we have a purpose.